It's time to combine a guilty little pleasure with a new healthy habit. Kick up your feet and listen in. This is Wisdom and Chocolate. My name is Beth Stanko, and you are listening to Wisdom and Chocolate. I am the creator of the I Am Equation, and I believe celebrating, motivating, and empowering yourself is the key to leading an awesome life. And of course, when you bring it full circle and start celebrating yourself all over again, that's where the real power comes from. I am honored to be here with you today, speaking to you with a little bit of wisdom and following that up with some really yummy chocolate. So let's get to it. Today's main topic is your life can influence the world. I just want to take a moment to ask you to share this podcast with a friend. Give the gift of self-celebration to the people who are closest to you in your life. Go ahead and take a moment and share this podcast. Your life is a book that only you can write. Seriously, like nobody around you can live your life for you. Your life is yours. What you do, what you say, what you think, everything that you touch, everyone that you come in contact with, all of these things are the book, which is your life. And every day that you are here on this earth, you're writing that book. You are a real live author. And with every single thing that you do, you're putting another page on that book, which is called My Life. Your life is the book only you can write. I think one of the things that we are going through, not only as a nation, but as a world, is we are constantly deciding that somebody else is pulling the strings for us and writing our book for us. And while there are things in this world that do happen that influence our lives, what we do in response to those things, well, that's the book that you're writing. The thoughts that you have, the emotions that you share, the choices that you make, how are you going to interact with these things that are happening around you? This is part of the book that only you can write. If we are looking at our lives and whether or not they are fulfilling, whether or not we're happy with what we see, it is entirely up to ourselves to change the way the book is going. Plot change, right? Going in a different direction. Maybe you're going to write a new chapter that flips the entire book on its head. It's totally up to you. The choice that you make is the choice that decides what's going to happen to you next. And then when you are months from now or years from now, looking back at the story of your life, you can look back at that time and go, wow, I was bold. I made a new choice. I decided to go a different direction. Now, surely in this time that we are in right now, with all of the craziness going on in the world and all of the things that are feeling very unbalancing, we could absolutely make the choice to get on the bandwagon, feel hatred and anger, and just really start ripping at each other. But in the long run, that doesn't help anyone. It doesn't help you, and it doesn't help the person that you are attacking. So in this moment, on this day, while you are listening to this podcast, I would like to inspire you to think positive thoughts, to feel balancing emotions, to approach the people that you feel angry about in a more loving way. Find compassion. Try to understand their point of view. And I mean, really try. I have seen a lot of people on social media and on television kind of interview other people with opposing views. And while they're doing that, they're speaking in a belittling tone. They're speaking in a way where they're saying from the get-go, I don't believe everything you're about to say. And of course, that kind of, inspires some negative energy within the exchange. And nobody really benefits from that. But imagine really solidly wanting to understand and feeling calm and quiet enough inside of yourself that you can allow a person with opposing views to speak to you and really express why they feel the way that they do. Imagine that. Imagine that level of understanding. Imagine you getting the opportunity to help them write their book. Imagine your book becoming more enriched by that interaction. Imagine that interaction giving you enough understanding that the next time you need to make choices about your own life, you're making those choices with a broader understanding of the entire world. What a beautiful thing that would be. And all of this comes down to choice. All of this comes down to your ability to make a choice that is full of compassion and love and understanding. And by extending that to another human, you are actually extending it to yourself. It is so incredible how this works. The way you treat other people helps to raise their vibration, helps them to feel better about themselves, and then they, in turn, help to feed either you and your soul or the next person that they come in contact with. But you have to be humble, you have to be kind, and you have to be sincere. Your life is the book that only you can write. Imagine getting to the end of your life and looking back at your book and thinking, wow, what a jerk I was. How much more beauty I could have had in my life if I had just paused and listened to the people around me. And just to be clear, listening to people doesn't mean listen to them to a point that you just do whatever they say. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is find understanding. Even if their reasoning is not something that feels right to you, at least you can find the understanding of how they came to that conclusion. That will enrich your life and it will enrich the life of the person you are talking to. Your life is the book that only you can write. Make sure that book is one that you can be proud of. Are you enjoying Wisdom in Chocolate? Then I encourage you to share this podcast with a friend. Make sure that you're sharing with them all of the love and peace and grace that you get from this podcast every single week. Reach out and share chocolate with a friend. There is one simple equation that holds the secret to an empowered life. It's called the I Am Equation, a powerful online course at BetsDanko.com dedicated to creating real, transformative change through self-celebration. Celebrate, motivate, and empower. It's that simple. The solution to the equation is personal transformation. The I Am Equation at BetsDanko.com. Plug your life into the equation at BetsDanko.com. So today's podcast is going to be a little shorter than normal because something super awesome is happening this coming weekend, and that is the Spiritual Spa, which is a midwinter reset retreat. So let me explain what that is because not every listener out there knows exactly what's going on in the rest of my company. So BetsDanko.com is my company name, and in that company, we have courses and memberships, and we also have live retreats. So as I am recording this podcast, I am also thinking about all of the things that I need to get accomplished before Friday afternoon, which is only a couple days away at this point. But in thinking about this weekend, I also have chocolate on the mind, so I'm not too far from having this podcast really, really solidly in my brain. So let me explain this a little bit. At the Spiritual Spa, we're going to have a chocolate bar. And at this chocolate bar, it's basically a large table covered in chocolate. And that enables people to go at any point during the day and grab a chocolate and, you know, enjoy that. On the same table, we're also going to be having coffee and tea and water. And I am super glad to say that I have Hunter Brothers coffee that will be featured on that table. So, you know, I've got chocolate on the mind, I've got coffee on the mind, I've got a lot of stuff on the mind as I am recording this podcast. Now, the one thing that I won't have on that table, because I just didn't have the opportunity to go grab some, is the Trader Joe's dark chocolate sea salt caramels. Now, there's absolutely nothing healthy about this, but it's super yummy. It does have gluten, it does have eggs, it does have nuts, and you know how I am. I choose to have super healthy stuff that I feature in this podcast, but every once in a while, something comes across my table or somebody gifts something to me, and I do taste that thing and decide, is this worthy of being on the podcast? And I actually had one of my closest friends give me a bag of chocolate the other day. And, you know, I went through all of the different chocolates and for the most part, they were fairly healthy. No gluten, no nuts, you know, fair trade, non-GMO, you know, all these yummy things about it. But there were a couple things that, nope, Nope, not healthy. And so, yeah, they were going to be tasted and then perhaps given to someone else. Because I'm all about the healthy stuff, right? But every once in a while, there's something that I have to cover that ain't healthy at all, which is this Trader Joe's dark chocolate sea salt caramels. Now, here's the thing. You have to really love sea salt to be into this candy because they really are salty. But they taste so good. And they come in these little boxes, and it's like four to a box. And they were really, really good. So I recommend, if you don't have any sensitivities to gluten, eggs, nuts, and all of that jazz, please go pick some up because these are super, super cool. Now, the chocolate moment today is transform the only thing you can actually control. So here I am talking about a chocolate that I really shouldn't have been eating. But I did taste it because, you know, it was a new chocolate and I just knew if it was coming from Trader Joe's, the possibility of it being yummy was super high. Like, you know, you see a Trader Joe's chocolate and scale from 1 to 10, most often it's somewhere between the 8 and 10 range. So I thought this is going to be pretty darn good. So I went ahead and tasted it. I couldn't transform my body to accept some of the things that weren't so healthy about it, so I couldn't eat a ton, but I definitely could transform my understanding of these chocolates into the message of today. Transform the only thing you can actually control. Now, what do you suppose that is? I can't change my body so that it can accept gluten and feel super awesome when I'm eating nuts. Trust me, if I could, it would have happened already. But I can transform my mindset when it comes to writing my life's book. Recognize in the beginning when we were talking about life being the book that you can write and finding compassion and love for people who don't believe the same way that you do. Well, sometimes we have to transform ourselves on the inside so that we can make space to have that much compassion for the people around us. Now, I have experienced this. I have a tendency to really feel comfortable allowing people space, but I am super mushy on the inside. I am very delicate and emotionally, I'm super sensitive. And so if I'm put into a situation where someone can attack me on an emotional level and I've given them the power to affect me when they try to do that, holy moly, that can be so painful. And definitely over this last year, I have had multiple situations where things have been said or done and I had to transform the only thing that I could, which was myself, in order to cope. Sometimes the transformation has to do with dealing with somebody who's been very hurtful to you and not wanting to attack them back. So you got to take a step back, take a real nice deep breath, find whatever level of compassion you can, and then say what you need to say. Sometimes not saying anything at first is the better option, and then waiting for everyone to cool down to say something is the way to go. And that might need some grooming, some inner transformation that takes a little bit more time. Now, these times that I was talking about over this last year, they were with other people, and I recognized that I couldn't control how those other people were behaving. I couldn't control the things that they were saying. I couldn't control the way that I was being treated. I couldn't control the way I was being perceived, but I certainly could control the way I was reacting. And if I could control the way I was reacting, I could find peace inside myself so that I wouldn't be hurt. And if somehow I did get hurt, I could find enough peace to allow myself grace and recognize that the way they were approaching their life, that was their evolution and not mine. And it's okay to be solidly in my own evolution and not be affected by theirs. Your life is the book that only you can write. So these types of choices really, really set you up for either finding joy or living in despair. Well, I chose to transform the only thing that I could. I could only control myself, so I did. I found the peace inside. I found compassion. I found grace. And I allowed myself to express the way that I felt in a loving way so that I didn't harm the other people and I also was not harmed. Your life is the book that only you can write, so transform the only thing you can actually control, you. Looking for a way to help support BethStanko.com and Wisdom in Chocolate? Head down to the bottom of the podcast description. Click on Buy Me a Coffee. That will take you to the website Buy Me a Coffee, where you can make a donation to help support everything that we do here. And of course, we dedicate everything we do to celebrating you. So thank you for helping us do exactly that. So let me just say, you can influence the world. As we are talking about all of these things, you being the book that you write, you transforming the only thing that you can, which is you, you need to recognize that these things are not just for you. These things that I'm suggesting that you do to support your own happiness can also influence the world. When you live as an example, when you find the grace within you, when you project compassion out into the world, people notice this. They recognize it. They want to emulate it. They see the joy that you are living and they want to embrace that and have the same joy. So as you are doing these things and it seems as though you're just being very selfish and making these choices to create a little bit of space, gain some control, make some choices that are going to write your book in a pleasing way, recognize that the people around you will see it and they will want to join with you in this joy. Your life is the book that only you can write. Their lives are the books that only they can write. You can transform the only thing you can actually control, and that is you. They can transform the one thing that only they can control, and that's them. You can influence the world. How you create balance in your life, how you approach the world with joy, these are things that allow you to influence the world. Transform the only thing you can actually control, you. Because having compassion and living in joy can actually influence the world in positive ways. And we could all benefit from a little more positivity right now.
If you'd like me to wrap a little wisdom around your favorite chocolate, reach out and let me know. Just write a little comment. Let me know what your chocolate is and where you're writing from, and I will find a way to weave it into one of my podcasts. And I'll even give you a shout out so people know that it came specially from you.
Check out everything that BethStanko.com has to offer at BethStanko.com. If you're on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, you can follow me and BethStanko.com and keep up to date on all the little bits of wisdom and chocolate that I post Monday through Friday. Subscribe to this podcast and start enjoying your weekly dose of celebrating you with BethStanko. And while you're at it, if you're enjoying wisdom and chocolate, please take a moment and share with a friend. Go ahead. Tag a friend today with wisdom and chocolate and get them started on a path of self-celebration. Experience the wisdom that helps to motivate and empower you in relationships, business, family, and most importantly, self-celebration. Getting the picture? It's wisdom and it's all about you. Want to hear the chocolate? Tune into Wisdom and Chocolate weekly.